This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Our second of 2018, but Todd's the math genius here. I just do, you know, the really simple stuff. Am I right, Todd? Is this the second hour of 2018 on What's On Your Mind? Do we have that correct? It is, after all, the second of January, and we had a special yesterday on the same time frame. Hope you had a great New Year's holiday. We are officially, yes, Todd, just confirmed, in our second hour for What's On Your Mind for 2018. So, wow, the historic moment of that. Just wrap your mind around it. Hard to believe. Here we go. Oh, another year. Kind of hard to comprehend.
I didn't think you needed me to count so far anyway.
Got my arms around
it. Not this early on.
Totally get it. Totally get it. Senator John Hovind will join us at the bottom of the hour. And also, we're going to suggest a place you visited in 2018 if you haven't. And if you have, to go back. Thought we'd do that. Nice little place to visit. Talk with the Deputy State Archivist from the North Dakota State Historical Society. I think the Heritage Center would be a good place to visit, don't you, Todd?
Absolutely.
I love how they have done the Heritage Center. Just tell North Dakota's story so well. It's really neat. It really is. So if you haven't done it, put it on your bucket list for 2018 and then call us with a full report. We'd love to have that. Our telephone numbers to join the conversation. And we'll have a little time in here. And I'll ask Senator Hovind, too, about the visit between Senator Hovind and, between Congressman Cramer and President Trump today. But we'll have more time to talk about that, too. 800-228-0550. My Facebook post that I have up, the one I was joking about earlier, I found a photo of Senator Heitkamp and Senator Franken on Senator Franken's website. The two of them together in the studio kind of having a good time. I think they were doing a friendly wager on a NDSU Bison game of some sort. And NDSU Bison U of M game, rather. And anyway, the question I pose is, what will 2018 bring? Will these two, as in Al Franken and Heidi Heitkamp, be on the way out of the U.S. Senate by year's end? Oval Office meeting today with President Donald J. Trump hosting Kevin, Chris, and Abel Cramer might hold the answer. And some of you have been pondering the answer. And some of you, Kenny's one, saying, why would Cramer take on Campbell, Tom Campbell? And Daryl says, Congressman Cramer should stay in the Congress, and Tom Campbell would be the senator. That could be part of the answer. I mean, his answer to President Trump, Todd, suggesting it'll be yes, sir, I'll do this, because how do you say no to a president? And I would agree with Todd. I think 80-20, that's probably the answer. But it could be the answer, I'm going to stay right here and do what I'm doing as the one and only member of the United States House that represents North Dakota. That's an incredible honor. So, that's one of the possible answers, too. But you know, Senator Tom Campbell, conservative farmer from Grafton, is running a robust campaign for that seat. Now, if Congressman Cramer says, yes, I'm going to be the Senate candidate, I don't doubt Tom Campbell's going to be a candidate for House myself. He doesn't answer that way when asked, and he's been asked repeatedly on this program about that. What does he say? I'm in it to win it. I'm a Senate candidate. I'm running for the Senate race to take on Heidi Heitkamp. His ad's roaring right now. Saying the same thing. So, anyway, your questions and comments on that are welcome, too. Text us at 701-367-2054. Email us, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can text Todd, 226-8504, or me at 367-2054.
8503.
Oh, sorry.
I don't know who.
I don't know where that came up. 226-8504. 503. How's that, Todd?
There you go.
Yeah, exactly right. Okay.
He can text 8504. I just don't know where it'll go or who has
it. Yeah,
that
nobody
number,
could probably
so.
See it or read it or, yeah, it wouldn't work. Right now, though, Shane Molander is here. He's the deputy state archivist for the North Dakota State Historical Society. We saw a story here that caught our eye about a new diary documenting Custer. It has some interesting history in it. Not every day you find a diary, something new that tells you about such an important part of history. But this is kind of cool. Shane, how are you?
Good. Thanks, Scott. How are you? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Tell folks why they ought to visit the Heritage Center in North Dakota. Why should they? What kind of rich history and stories await them that they ought to see?
Well, since we reopened in 2014, there are additional galleries throughout the museum that have just new and wonderful exhibits throughout. We also have a governor's gallery with a rotating exhibit that is changed out every few months. And it, you know, you come to the Heritage Center and you go through it and you you can really see and find out the history of our state and our culture, and as well as just a lot of cool stuff, artifacts and stories. There's a lot of moving image throughout the galleries, which brings our history to life.
It's really, really well done. And I have been there since the renovation and the addition and all of that, but it's worth going anytime. So just make it a point if you do. Just one of the things we wanted to remind you of. So this diary, is it a diary? Is that what it is? I mean, it sounds like a lot of different papers and tidbits that you've come together, right?
It is a diary that the reporter Mark Kellogg from the Bismarck Tribune kept with him on his journey with the 7th Cavalry out to the Little Bighorn. It's about, I think it's about 32 pages, and it's kind of just some loose paper that's together. It's not bound or anything, and it's written in pencil. And it just basically tells about the daily activities of the troops and their travels talks about the wildlife and the hunting and just the activities of the 7th Cavalry on their trip out to the Little Bighorn.
May 17th, 1876 is when this started. Because that's when this little journey of Kellogg started. What did you find the most historically significant out of this find?
I think it's just the significance of it would be just talking about the daily activities and the routine. And it's a firsthand account of what the troops did. And I think historians look back on that and are able to kind of put piece together the movements and activities of the troops. And one historian, Sandy Barnhard, has done extensive research on Mark Kellogg and the 7th. His research began in 1980 when he first visited the battlefield site, and he has written 15 or 16 different books and articles about Kellogg and the Battle of the Little Bighorn.
The weather is a big part of the topic, which I guess should surprise no one since it happened in North Dakota, right?
That's correct. When they left on May 17th, it had been really dreary, wet weather, and Kellogg talks about in the diary how the troops were really upbeat and, you know, excited to get moving despite the depressing weather that was going on. And, yeah, certainly weather is something that we always talk about here in North Dakota. And they did then as well.
That's it's really fascinating. And how did you come about this? How did that? I understand that he stayed with a prominent family, the Duns, the Bismarck's first family. Is that and they sort of handed this down? How did you come upon it?
Well, Kellogg came to Dakota Territory in 1873 to work at the Tribune. He also wrote articles for the New York Herald, Chicago Interocean, St. Louis Democrat. He was, in a sense, kind of your first AP reporter. But when he came to the Tribune, he lived with the John P. Dunn family. John Dunn was a pharmacist in Bismarck here. And So he stayed with them, dined with them, which was common back then. You know, he was boarding with them. And after Kellogg was killed at the Battle of the Little Bighorn, his belongings went back to the Dunn family. And his included this diary as well as some other items that actually ended up with the museum division here. And some of his items were also sent back to his family in Wisconsin. But this diary stayed with the Dunn family until about sometime in around 1940. And then it was donated by Fanny Dunn Quain, the daughter of John Dunn, to the Bismarck Tribune. She figured since he was working for them that it should go to the Tribune. And it was with them around 1940, and then the publisher for the Tribune, Glenn Sorley, ended up donating it to the Historical Society in 1983.
Love it. Tim has a question for you. Hang tight, we'll do that after the break.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, I'm Carson Wentz. You too can score a touchdown with hot spring spas and pool tables too. I love the way my Hot Spring Grandy hot tub with the Ace saltwater system makes me feel. Hot spring hot tubs are a great way to relax at the end of a tough day. It really is every day made better.
That's right. The Carson Wentz is a customer at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too.
If a hot spring hot tub can help me recover from my day on the job, imagine what it can do for you. Head on down to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. For the best ownership experience, see the team at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too.
That's right, Carson. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, why not? Financing options are available, and they're great deals. Take it from Carson Wentz. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, will take care of you.
You'll have every day made better with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Look for Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, in West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot. I love my hot tub from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Look for the duck. Tell them Carson sent you. And score a touchdown with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too.
Hi, I'm Elise Putlich of Putlich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Putlich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
You know Pipers for Land Auctions. They're the best. Land management, real estate, land auctions. And now, Pipers has taken their very successful land auction model and they have used it for machinery auctions. And farm machinery sales have doubled in the last year at Pipers. It's working. They're getting results for their customers. So call 877-700-4099 to book your machinery auction. Land auctions, land management, and more. Get your catalog too. 877-700-4099 or online at Pipers.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
We love our callers on the What's On Your Mind. We love our listeners. And we celebrate them thanks to our good friends at Delta Constructors. If you're in the oil and gas industry, you know that Delta's the first call you make because they just get it done. Turnkey well site solutions, flow lines, set the pump jacks, fabricate the conditioning modules. They do it all. So press the easy button in 2018. Call Eric, 406-250-8151. Headaches over. Headaches over. Right? That's what you got to remember. You want it done. no more. 406-8250-8151 or online at deltaconstructors.net. Bruce in Fargo called us with this comment recently.
You know, we try to, you know, be good Christians and help people when they need a hand up. And I'm really, after last night, kind of getting jaded to where I don't want to help anybody. I've been trying to rent a room out for people that are trying to get their lives together and what have you. And it seems, well, it's been five people in a row. They wind up being drug users last night. The doors were nailed shut. It's like, people, if you want a hand up, there's people that are willing to help you. But dang it, don't take it for granted. It's just crazy.
Some food for thought from Bruce in Fargo. Thanks for that. And remember, deltaconstructors.net. One call does it all. Helping us celebrate our fine listeners here on What's on Your Mind. Continuing our conversation now with Shane Molander. Shane is a deputy state archivist for the North Dakota State Historical Society. He's talking about kind of a fun story that caught our attention to this diary documenting Custer with some interesting history being unearthed. Tim and Colm, you had a question for Shane. Go ahead.
Yeah, yes, Shane, I do. And I look forward to seeing this Kellogg exhibit. I've read quite a bit about the Custer Fated Expedition. And my question is on this. There's been a lot of books and other materials written about this expedition. One that I don't hear much about, though, is the Arikara Narratives. And I read that 30-some years ago. Can you tell me, I mean, how accurate is it, and why doesn't it get the publicity? Because it seems to be highly accurate, given its topographical descriptions of where they were at each day going out to Montana. Why doesn't it get much publicity or attention drawn to the book?
Tim, that's a good question. I'm not the expert to be able to answer that, but I think you're right, and there is a lot of accuracy to it. And, you know, I'm no expert on the 7th or Custer as far as that goes. But the Arikara narratives are certainly a good part of history and certainly deserve more attention. I agree.
All right. Well, thank you.
Thanks for the call, Tim. Speaking of the Kellogg exhibit, as he called it, I mean, what will be done with this diary?
There's not an exhibit. This diary is simply preserved, and it has been scanned, and you can actually read it online as well. It's been transcribed, so you can go online. You can just Google it, Mark Kellogg Diary. It's on Digital Horizons. You can get to it through our website. So the diary is, in a sense, on display online. And that's where that's at. One interesting thing, Scott, is, you know, there was some controversy about where this diary was found. Some people, I think it was originally stated that it was found on his body when his body was found at the battle. And then others say it was left back at camp. So, and the diary has some staining on it. And so in 1995, we had the state crime lab do a test on it to see if it was blood as far as what these stains were. And the test came back. It was 95% certain that it was not blood on it. And it was either coffee, whiskey, or muddy water were the stains. And the last entry date in the diary is June 9th. And June 9th was when they would have left their camp along the Powder River to go further on the expedition. So there's a good chance that this diary was not found on them, but back at their base camp.
Oh, is that right? Okay. So it'll and also it wasn't blood. So what was it?
The crime lab came back with it was either muddy water, coffee, or whiskey stain.
That's a fascinating little tidbit, too. That is kind of interesting. But the last entry was June 9th, right?
Right.
And do we know when he died?
It would have been the 25th. But there were articles written, dispatches sent back to the Tribune. There were four stories that Kellogg had sent back to the Tribune. So, even though if this diary was left back at his camp, he was still writing and sending dispatches back to the Tribune.
Fascinating. Anything else you want us to know about it?
No. Go ahead and visit our website. One other thing, if you want to read more, read the actual articles, check out Chronicling America. It's a great thing that we're doing with the Library of Congress and the National Endowment for the Humanities, but we're getting North Dakota papers online. They're word searchable. You can go in, look at the Tribunes from that era, and it's really good quality. So I'd encourage you to check that out.
Fantastic. Shane, thanks for the update. Appreciate the time today. Interesting topic.
All right. Thanks, Scott.
Shane Molander, Deputy State Archivist, North Dakota State Historical Society. Pretty cool. One tidbit I want to share with you before we go to break here. John Hoffmeister is a former president and CEO, I believe, of Shell Oil. He was on Fox News this morning talking about what? North Dakota and the Dakota Access Pipeline. Saying what? Well, listen.
Go in with a good plan. This is a sound, safe, and environmentally secure approach to infrastructure. It was a good infrastructure plan when it was proposed. Some protesters came in late in the game. Frankly, all the permits were granted by the time they came in, but they made a real nuisance of themselves, and they left behind an environmental disaster themselves because they had no sanitation, and they had no other means of supporting themselves other than living off the land, and they made a mess of it.
Right. So how do you judge the impact it's already made? If I look at the overall input or output of oil, they say October oil output jumped more than 78,000 barrels a day. And, you know, unemployment rate continues to go in that direction. It's under 3% in that state. State revenue rose $43.5 million for the first 5 months of the pipeline. And you can see $100 million a year additional tax revenue for the pipeline. So you put that right back to the completion of this?
Absolutely. We needed that infrastructure as an industry in order to get North Dakota back up over 1 million barrels a day, which they've done. They're now at about 1.15 million barrels a day. That's fantastic. That's good jobs. That's good for the American people to have domestic product as a bigger part of the mix of the energy supply. And, you know, it's all about economic security through energy security.
Great story in papers over the weekend nationally, this story being told. And then add to that, folks, believe it or not, even some local editorial pages decided that this was a good thing. And while they were essentially mimicking some of the national stories, actually had to admit it was a good thing. That coupled with oil prices today witnessing their strongest start to the year since 2014. Crude oil futures up there, folks. What are we at? 60.58 per barrel. Per barrel. 60.58.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, I'm Carson Wentz. Are you ready to get in the game? Then join my team at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. They put me in the game with my custom Olhausen Bison pool table and shuffleboard table. So even when I'm not playing, I'm in the game with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Tell them Carson Wentz sent you and get in the game.
You can have what Carson has, a Bison Olhausen pool table and a Hot Springs Grande hot tub. The best.
I love my Olhausen NDSU Bison pool and shuffleboard table. Do you want to make your game room a winner? Then get an Olhausen Made in America pool table or shuffleboard table from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too.
Did we mention Carson Wentz is a customer at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too? Why aren't you?
I look for the guys at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too for the absolute best ownership experience. Look for the big yellow duck in front of Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too. You'll have every day made better with Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too. Look for Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too in West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal-Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Christmas song I've ever heard. I don't know. I think we have heathens that are everywhere around running our Christmas buttons.
What? Wait a minute. Some of us want guitars under our tree and Cadillacs under our tree and stuff. Well,
that's wrong with Christmas? That's your Christmas.
Well, that's, you know, that's a lot better than Grandma got run over by a reindeer.
Stretch, but I'll give you
I'd much rather have a guitar or a Cadillac under my Christmas tree than Grandma getting run over by a reindeer any day.
I'd rather you talk about Stem Cell Health Institute, and we can talk to Senator John Hovind on what's on your mind.
No, my knees do feel so much better. Stem Cell Health Institute has come to North Dakota. If you're suffering from osteoarthritis of the knee or pain in your lower back, neck, shoulders, hips, joint pain, stop. Listen. There must attend stem cell therapy educational seminars, solutions for your pain, and cutting-edge information that could really help change your life. Seminars going on Bismarck, Minot, and Dickinson. You're not too far away from one of those seminars on regenerative medicine. You need to attend one of these seminars. Call 1-888-973-1560 to get signed up. You can find out more at stemcelltherapyforpain.com. Get signed up at 1-888-973-1560 and start the new year not having to live with chronic pain.
What questions do you have for Senator John Hovind? He is joining us today on What's on Your Mind, and your questions and comments for him are welcome. You can call us at one of two numbers, toll-free at 800-228-0550 or 258-0550, locally as well. Email studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com or text your questions into Todd, 226-8503, or me, 367-2054, 367-2054. Senator Hovind joins us now on our Newsmaker line. Hello, Senator. How are you? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Scott, to you and to all your listeners.
Looking forward to chatting a little bit about what's on the legislative calendar for 2018, but I have to ask you about the big story politically in North Dakota today, and that is that our friend Congressman Kevin Cramer will enter the Oval Office to meet with one Donald J. Trump today to talk a little bit about his political future in 2018. What do you expect to come out of that meeting?
Well, I was aware of it. Obviously, had opportunity to talk to both the administration and Kevin, and I think it's great. And certainly, I've been very encouraging. You know, he'd be a great candidate. I know that. I mean, they'll talk about a whole variety of things, but I know the president will encourage Kevin Cramer to run for the Senate, and I think that's great, and of course, I'm very supportive.
When it gets to the level of the President of the United States meeting with, in this case, Kevin and his wife, Chris, and got his son along today. Does that suggest that this race is like off the charts in the level of priority for the White House? I mean, what is this common, I guess, is what I'm asking.
Well, you know, right now the Senate is 51-49, and so obviously every race is going to be key this year in 2018 because they're all potentially deciding the who has the majority in the Senate. And of course, our agenda as Republicans is to empower people, more limited government versus the bigger government approach that you saw with President Obama and the Democrats.
So you say it's one of many important races, or because of the fact that we have a very pro-Trump state and a Democratic senator that this one's a little higher on the priority list?
Yeah, no, I don't think I said – well, if I said one of many, I didn't mean it that way. What I meant is each race is very important, very critical. So, yeah, this is a very important race when you're talking about, you know, the control of the Senate and the balance.
Do you think that Congressman Cramer ultimately will be a candidate?
Well, as you said, he'll definitely be a candidate. The only question is whether he's going to run for his House seat again or the Senate. And that's hard for me to predict, Scott. I mean, I think he's looking at it real hard, and it's a decision that he and Chris and the family will make. Obviously, he's received a lot of encouragement. He'd be a strong candidate. But, you know, we'll see. That's a hard one for me to predict.
It's got to be hard to say no to the president, right?
I'm sure it is, yes. I agree.
And this president seems a little more persuasive than the average Joe. I mean, obviously, they all are looking at the important races to their administration until they're to their agenda. But
oh, no question, he's very persuasive, and like I say, I'm sure he'll offer a lot of encouragement as well as his help and support, which obviously is very important. But ultimately, it'll come back to what Kevin and Chris and the family decide to do, and how they can best serve North Dakota and our country.
So how would have, politically speaking, the priorities that you have been working long and hard on, how would they have been different if there were a Senator Cramer versus a Senator Heitkamp? Because I think that's the big equation, right? He's doing good work in the House, but if he says, well, I'm going to go over here and run for the Senate race, he's doing it because, you know, North Dakotans aren't being represented to the degree he believes they should be in 2018. What would be different if he joined you as the Republican colleague in the Senate?
Well, Scott, remember, any legislation we pass has to get through the House, has to get through the Senate, and it has to get signed by the president. And the priorities that we've laid out are things that you saw, you know, there as we worked at year end, not only the regulatory relief that we've done all year, but also tax relief so that people decide how to spend their hard-earned money, energy security, finding savings where we can to get on top of the debt and deficit, a secure border, strong support for law enforcement, strong support for our military to keep Americans safe at home and abroad, support for our veterans. I mean, that, you know, limited government that empowers people, that's the agenda. And so the key is that we have enough support in the Senate, so along with the House and the president, we can continue to put that agenda in place. And look at our economy and how it's going and how unemployment is down. And we're starting to see real economic growth, and we're starting to make progress in terms of securing the border and standing with our allies abroad and standing up to our adversaries. Those are the fundamentals. They don't change, but we need to be able to advance that agenda. And so we need people that are willing to vote for and believe in that agenda to advance it.
What would you count among your biggest disappointments, you know, most recently, legislatively?
Well, obviously, with the health care issue, although we did come back and we eliminated the mandate, the Obamacare mandate, which, you know, was the part that people, you know, disliked the most about Obamacare, is a tax primarily on low-income people when they don't buy insurance that doesn't work for them. So obviously that was a real disappointment. But, you know, obviously coming back, eliminating the mandate, you know, as far as the full health care repeal, but getting the mandate, getting the tax relief was a huge step. The regulatory relief is a huge step. We're seeing the results. But as you know, there's a lot more to do. Everything, like I say, from continued border security, more support for our military infrastructure, you know, continuing to find savings where we can to go with economic growth that not only funds our priorities, but helps with the debt and deficit. So some progress, more to do, obviously.
Speaker Ryan has talked recently about, when he talks about his list of priorities for 2018, entitlement reform. I heard the majority leader, Mitch McConnell, say, we're not taking up entitlement reform in the U.S. Senate until there's some bipartisan support for it. And right now, Democrats aren't for it. So don't expect that one to be high on the list. What's your take on what's necessary in the way of entitlement reform?
Well, I think the key there is your focus on, obviously, for people that need help, we want to make sure help is there, but we always want to have, the right incentives in place for work so that people get the self-fulfillment that comes with a job and work and building, their financial situation, trying to get to financial security for themselves, for their families. So, we always have to have that focus and undertake reforms to try to make sure that the programs work as well as possible, helping people where it's needed, but creating that incentive to work, giving the states more flexibility, more ability to work with people in a way that works best for them and for the respective state. And so I think that's the key. And then the question is whether we can get some bipartisan help from our colleagues on the other side of the aisle to actually do those things. And that's a process. That's something you should be, working to do all the time in terms of improving and reforming and strengthening those programs.
Senator John Hoeven with us. If you have questions or comments, welcome today. 258-0550, 258-0550. Give us a call or text your questions or comments at 367-2054, 367-2054, or you can text Todd at 226-8503. What do you think will be the next big heavy lift? What's going to be the main priority here? Obviously, the tax reform bill was epic, right? And passed and signed into law, and we're already seeing results of that. I want to talk about that here in a little bit. But what's the next big thing?
Well, when we get back, we have to fund the government through September 30th of next year. And the key there is that we get some help again from our colleagues on the other side in terms of not getting held up and. We're trying to put some more money into the military, which we very much need right now, but respect the budget caps. And so, we really need, I hope, we'll get some bipartisan help to do that. That's the most immediate. But the president has said he wants to roll out a proposal on infrastructure sometime in January. I'm anxious to see what that is. Obviously, that would be fantastic. And then the farm bill, for us here in North Dakota, I mean, I'm already working on the farm bill. And that's huge because we want to pass a farm bill this year and we want a good, strong farm bill for our farmers and ranchers.
What's priority one for you in that farm bill that most impacts North Dakota?
Well, crop insurance. We have to have strong crop insurance. That's the number one key for risk management for our producers. And then, we go on to other things like good countercyclical safety net, research, trade, a lot of those types of programs that are very important as well. But right at the top of the list is crop insurance.
And always a battle, right, just because there's not a lot of your colleagues are from farm country just by sheer numbers, right?
That's it. Simple math, right? I mean, that's the amazing thing is our farmers and ranchers, feed this country. And that's the key is every day we have to remind people that every American benefits every day from good farm policy because the lowest cost food supply, the highest quality food supply in the world, in the history of the world, because of our farmers and ranchers.
Absolutely.
And the other thing is, Scott, and we found savings in the program, versus the farm bill, the prior farm bill, something like $100 billion in savings over the 10-year scoring period. So, again, our farmers and ranchers are doing their part there, too.
But the battle will be to keep the crop insurance plan as it currently, exists intact?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because there's always runs at it. And again, you have to understand that you want as many of the farmers across the country in the program as possible. That's what keeps the cost down and makes it the most secure, the strongest financially.
Senator John Hoeven with us today. I want to ask you a little bit about the impacts already from the tax reform bill. A pretty extraordinary and saw a really interesting one that impacts North Dakota employees of one particular bank, Citibank. When we come back after the timeout with Senator John Hoeven, we've got a couple texts we'll get to as well, but calls welcome too for Senator Hoeven on our Talk Radio Town Hall. Tuesday edition, kicking off 2018 on What's On Your Mind.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Oil company foreman, listen up. I have an introduction for you that will save you time, money, and lots of hassle. Eric from Delta Constructors is here to give you his telephone number and bring you turnkey solutions beginning to end. Eric, what's that number?
406 250-8151. Or you can call us at our Grassy Butte office, 701-863-7156. One call does it all.
We're online at deltaconstructors.net, deltaconstructors.net. One call does it all. The Delta.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Hi, it's Scott Hennon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota, the Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's On Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night. Stay. A great price. Just use the promo code Best of the West, and we'll give you a coupon buck for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, and range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the Best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Age-related macular degeneration is a leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
John Hovind on What's On Your Mind, brought to you in part today by our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons. And I tell you what, they are saving people money. You know, business is tough. You're watching the bottom line. Costs go up, and you say, hey, how can we make a – what can we do here? We're going to bring – I tell you what, H.A. Thompson & Sons has found a way to help people save money in the bottom line. And basically, they're managing their important infrastructure for them. So through the Link Service Contract, find out more at hatandsons.com or call them at 223-3393. They're in Bismarck, have been for over 100 years. Fargo, Grand Forks, Gwinner, Newtown, Minot as well. H.A. Thompson & Sons. Let me read to you, Senator Hovind, from the Fargo Forum over the weekend. In response to the GOP tax bill recently passed by Congress, Gate City Bank announced plans late last week to reinvest $1.6 million
that benefits its employees, customers, and the community. Included in the plan, $625,000 in employee bonuses. That's $1,000 in a check hand-delivered on January 15th to every employee of Gate City Bank. What do you think of that?
Oh, I think that's great. And, I mean, that's the whole idea. Remember, it's the Tax Relief and Jobs Act. So it's not just about making sure that hardworking Americans can keep more of their hard-earned dollars after tax, but it is about growing the economy, more jobs, and it's that competition for labor that drives wages and income higher. And so we're already seeing that, and that's what we want. It's to benefit from the tax relief, but from wage and income growth, which has been stagnant. So that's important, and you know, we're seeing other companies do it, and that's what we want.
Let's see. Gary in Jamestown has a question for Senator Hovind. We'll go to you, then the text. Go ahead, Gary. You're up with Senator Hovind.
Yes, good morning. You know, I just saw on the news last week about UFOs and all this evidence and all that. I've never seen one. I'm extremely nearsighted, so I wouldn't know what I saw anyway. But if you would ever get a space alien in front of a Senate committee closed-door hearing, there's just two things I suggest you ask. Number one is, do they have a cure for dementia and Alzheimer's? So the next of kin don't have to sell assets to pay for nursing home care. And secondly, how do they handle a budget debt of $20 trillion in their society? maybe they'd consider that below their status. Those are two things.
That's quite the picture you painted for us there, Gary, but two serious questions, obviously. Senator, want to tackle either of those?
Yeah, well, first, Happy New Year to Gary, and I'm not too sure about the UFO stuff, but he brings up two really important points. One is that we need to continue to do more with research and treatment in regard to dementia. I mean, it's a terrible disease. It's afflicted my family. It's probably hit everybody's family. And so that has to be and is a priority that we continue to do more there. You know, no question about it. And at the same time, as far as our debt and deficit, that's what we were touching on earlier is, you know, to get out of it, not only do we have to find savings, but we have to have economic growth. And so, you know, we saw during the last decade or so, we could hardly ever even get to 2% growth. We're now at 3% growth plus. And so when you combine that growth with trying to restrain government, that's how we get out of the debt and deficit, and we can do it. We do it over time, but we can do it.
Texter wants to know when the carried interest loophole will be gone. That was battle in the tax battle that ultimately was left on the cutting room floor.
Yeah, and that's one that should have been closed in this Tax Relief Act. I certainly advocated doing that. Instead, it got changed to a required 3-year carrying period. So you have so somebody that has carried interest has to hold it for a longer period as an investment. I don't think that was enough. I, as I said before, would have liked to seen it gone.
Rick in South Fargo for Senator Hovind. Go ahead, Rick.
Yeah, I was wondering, Mr. Hovind, do you support Trump's, his big mouth on North Korea? Are you in favor of him doing anything after the Olympics?
Well, first, Happy New Year to you, and I do support his effort to take a strong stance to stand up to North Korea and say that we're not going to just sit by while you develop a nuclear weapon and the ability to deliver it to, you know, be able to hit the United States and other countries. And I think he is working to rally support globally, and one of the real keys there is to hold China accountable. And he is taking a strong stance to hold China accountable, and we need to do that in order to deter North Korea.
Okay. Since these people were on bicycles 40 years ago, do you really believe that they can deliver a nuclear weapon with liquid fuel rockets like they did during World War II? These things are, believe me, I don't believe they can even do it. I mean, they were riding bicycles 50, 40 years ago, and all of a sudden they got buttons to push and they're going to nuke Denver. It seems to me it's more like propaganda.
Well, their capability, they are significantly increasing and improving their capabilities. And the concern is that they are getting to the point Though they may not be there yet, they are getting to the point where they will have that ability, and that's why we need to act to stop them before they do.
Appreciate the call, Rick. Thank you, Senator Hovind. Appreciate the time. Way to start 2018. Chat with our fine listeners, and I know you're headed back to the Senate later today, so go to it. We'll chat with you later.
Thanks, Scott. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Mikey, and the whole family. All right, we'll take a quick... No, we aren't taking any more breaks, Scott. We're done. We got to go.
Paul, we'll be back in a few hours. Don't worry.
Yes, exactly, Mike. 22 to be exact. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back on the radio for you right here on What's on Your Mind. God bless you, and thank you for listening. Bye-bye.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
Hi, I'm Mike Langseth, North Dakota Soybean Council Director and farmer from Barney. I encourage every North Dakota soybean producer to respond to the 2017 Census of Agriculture. Collected every 5 years, this census is the only source of comprehensive and impartial agricultural data for every county in the nation. Those who serve farmers, ranchers, and rural communities, including researchers, agribusinesses, extension educators, and others, rely upon the results. So whether you're rural or urban, working thousands of acres or just a few plots, your information matters. Remember, the Census of Agriculture is your voice, your future, and your opportunity. So please be sure to respond when you receive your census later this year. To learn more about the 2017 Census of Agriculture, visit www.agcensus.usda.gov.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.